Lopez, I mean, I thought the ball was coming out really well, but it was just location. You know, he's missing in some bad spots, and he gave up some hits, but, you know, the stuff was good, probably as good as it's been, but again, you know, it's about location, so, yeah, and, you know, we didn't get a whole lot going offensively. Jarvis played a nice game on both sides of the ball. They went, you get behind on that team, and then with that bullpen they got, it's a tough assignment. So, we had four hits again tonight, but the offense been playing well, but, not much to speak of tonight.
For Lopez, do you think it's, how do you think he's progressed since he moved to the rotation?
Well, I think for the most part, it's been positive. Like I said, I thought tonight he's throwing the ball as well as he had. I mean, I think even later in the outing, popped to 98, so the velocity was good. Threw some in the middle innings there, threw some really good sliders, hard sliders. We got some miss on, but and at the end of the day, I think it was just missing in some bad spots.
Well, what would you say was your overall assessment of JR's performance today coming out of the bullpen?
Yeah, JR did a good job for us. I mean, in a game like that, you want to stay away from some guys, and JR gave us some length there. Got us, through eight. But he did a nice job. And he's a young pitcher. I mean, he's a talented kid. But at 22 years old, there's always more development out in front of a guy. I've talked about JR a lot and how he has the makings of a good major league starter. But he did a good job for us tonight.
With Waldrop going down, do you even talk about Fuente stretching out?
Well, we haven't had any of those conversations. There hasn't been any of that talk.
When you draw eight walks tonight, I think, is it even more frustrating offensively to not catch those walks in?
Yeah, we walked six, and then they walk eight, and then we won. Jarvis had the two-run double or triple, whatever it was, but just couldn't string anything together. I think four hits overall. Just couldn't string anything together to put together a big inning.
Have you decided on a starter for tomorrow?
Yeah, it'd be Martin Perez.
Yeah. Is Martin going to be in a pinch count tomorrow?
I mean, not all pitch counts are created equal, but. Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's going to go out there and throw 100 pitches. It'll be a little bit shorter leash than that. But we'll just watch the game, and he'll let us know.
On the positive note, Jim Jarvis, as you mentioned, just some keeps hitting. What are your thoughts on?
Yeah, just a good player, man. He's a high IQ kid, baseball IQ kid. For instance, he gets up there and we're playing from behind, so he goes deep in the count, draws a walk. It's just little things like that. Whether it's on a relay or starting a double play, he has a knack for playing the game the right way. He's making a good impression.
With Elder pitching well last night, Lopez being decent here, how confident are you that your rotation will kind of do what it needs to do the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about how good our rotation was early. Nothing was really clicking in June for us in any aspects, but these guys are all capable of being good major league starters. So. That's what I expect the rest of the way.
Alex mentioned the other day, briefly, the possibility of Ronald being activated this homestand. You have any?
No word on that. I think he was playing tonight. They were off yesterday, so a lot of that's just dictated by how Ronald looks, you know, how he performs. We want him, when we get him here, we want him to hit the ground running. We want him, you know, to be the force that he always is, and not try to find his timing for a week or 10 days before it clicks. So a lot of it is just based on what it looks like down there in his rehab assignment.
All right. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Thank you.